choosing Urge Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Yeah, good morning. Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
You guys just ran lines in our neighborhood in Rhinebeck, across the river from where, I guess, Kingston. I need to find out, first of all, they left something on my door. It says 1 gig for only $69 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a promotional amount or a promotional price.
Yes, that is a promotional price at this time. So you can get our fantastic and high-speed 1 gigabit internet, both up and down, for only $69.99 a month for ACH auto, with ACH auto payment and paperless billing.
Okay, so if I don't do auto payment, what is it?
$79.99.
So the auto pay is $69.99 without auto pay, so $10 more a month.
Correct.
So, yeah, we can do auto pay to American Express, right?
Yeah. So the ACH auto payment is going to be like banking information, like accounting and routing number. If you're going to use a credit or debit card, we do accept auto payments through that, but it's only a $5 discount instead of the full 10. So it would be $74.99.
Okay. Let me transfer this information to my wife. So if you use your debit card, it's a $10. If you use your credit card, it's only $5 discount. Is that what do you want to use? Okay, we're going to use the American Express.
All righty.
Anyway, so we'll take that.
Fantastic.
And this is a guaranteed rate for how long?
2 years.
2 year guarantee? Okay, great.
What's the address, sir?
13 Somers, S-O-M-E-R-S, Drive.
What's the zip code?
Rhinebeck, 12572.
Let me get down to there. You said Somers?
Somers, like S-O-M-E-R-S.
All right. Well, great news. We can actually get you guys installed today. This is for home, correct?
Yes, residential.
All righty. So we're looking at our 1 gig internet. About how large is your home?
Well, it's a square footage you're talking about?
Yes.
Probably about 4,000, 4,200, something like that.
Okay.
We have a number of TVs, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 TVs.
All right. So we do offer an additional extender at no additional cost, so that you don't have to worry about that. But if you do need any additional ones, you can let us know. We can provide them at this stage for a price of $7.99 per extender additional this month.
Slow down. So then what is an extender?
So the extender essentially is a branch off of the main line that gives you more visibility on your Wi-Fi network. Instead of having it be in just one specific location and out to a certain distance, it'll expand that range out so it fills your home further.
And what the standard one, how what's the distance it sends the signal out?
So the first extender, the distance it gives you is approximately about 80 to 100 feet in any given direction before it starts seeing a fall off.
So we're good.
You're
we're good.
Good
because the house is a 30-by-40-foot house. So
okay, so no worries there.
It should be fine. I mean, it's multi-level, but that it's only 20 feet from top to bottom, so we should be okay.
No worries. Do you guys need any kind of home phone services?
Do you want home phone or not? Is it included in it, or is that an extra cost?
It is an extra cost for home phone.
What's the extra cost for home phone?
$24.99 a month.
No, we won't take it. We'll live off our cell phones.
No worries. Most people do these days anyways. Do you guys own or rent your property?
We own it.
Awesome. Do you know how you get your power? Is it from the pole or underground?
No, it's underground.
Awesome. And do you get your mail at a different address than where you live?
No. This is where the mail comes.
Awesome. For my records, can you please spell out your first and last name?
First name, Richard. R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Okay.
Last name, Kasnia, K-A-S as in Sam, N-I-A.
And what's a good email address for you, Richard?
Excuse me again?
What's a good email address?
Oh, R, first initial, last name, Kasnia, at AOL.
And the phone number you're contacting me at, your 914-954-7099. Is that a good contact number for you?
That's my cell number.
Awesome. And we have a couple of ways we can contact our customers. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Either phone, mail, or text.
Okay. So,
well, I mean, text or email. Text is typically
preferred
easier because I always have the phone with me.
All right, no worries. So here at our Shopify, we can notify our customers about specific information like billing updates, account updates, or installation appointments. By agreeing to accept text alerts, you can authorize and accept your installations via text message. Let me assure you, we're not going to send you anything to your phone that you don't give us permission to. Text data messaging rates may apply. Is that all okay?
Yeah.
All right, and you said you wanted to get signed up through with AutoPay through your credit card?
Yeah, correct.
All right, whenever you're ready, go ahead with your card information.
It's American Express.
Mm-hmm.
3727-588-533-21001.
And what's the expiration date?
0128.
On the back, what's the three-digit security code?
American Express has a four-digit security code on the front.
That's perfectly fine. What's the security code?
8625.
And the card is in your name?
My wife, Dolores.
Can you spell Dolores for me just to make sure I'm spelling it correctly?
Sure. Dolores.
Kazmia is the last name.
Yep.
What's the zip code for it?
12572.
Thank you. And do you want to make this the primary payment method?
Correct.
All right. All that information is getting saved right now. We're generating a token. I do have a couple of our legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you. So at the time of your initial connection, our technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry if you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, that drop may be laid on the ground temporarily, and we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be buried within 10 days upon placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service is installed with us before you call and cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send everything back to us. Failure to do so can result in up to $135 fee for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have in general about billing or any other services, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also log in and access your account statements, billing statements, and if you need be, pay your bill online if anything should happen by accessing your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of services? They do change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Sure.
Awesome. So you said you got a flyer on the door?
Yeah, there was one of the little things that hang on the door now.
Fantastic. Let's see, do we have one? Door side, there we go. Is there anything on your property our installer should be aware of, such as buried wires, septic tanks, anything like that?
If he's coming in through the front of the property, which is where they put the cable, obviously in the street, No, the septic tank's in the back. Now, question, the cable that they're running into the house is going to be buried, I would imagine, because the current Spectrum cable is underground.
If it is, that is something that is on them. We don't actually hit.
Your cable.
Yes, we will bury if you do have a buried wire, we'll bury it as well.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to be, because there's no poles or anything to run cables for anything above ground.
No worries. Do you have any questions for myself or any of our installation teams?
When did you say installation? When did you say installation could happen?
I'm actually getting to that part right now.
Okay.
So, waiting for my system to. Looks like the earliest we're going to be able to get into you is next Monday on the 25th.
Okay, that sounds good.
So we have an 8 a.m. or a 1 p.m. What time works best for you?
Next Monday installation, 8 a.m. good? Yeah, 8 a.m. is good.
8 a.m. is good. All right, Richard. Well, I've got everything set up. Do you want to have any kind of comments on this? Like, have the technician give you a call before they arrive,
Nah,
or text?
We're here.
Okay. All right, Richard. Well, great news. I got you successfully enrolled, and you are good to go. Is there anything else?
Okay, so I'll get an email with my account number and stuff in it, I would imagine.
You'll get a text message letting you know that the installation appointment's set up, and you should be getting two emails. One's going to be a order summary. It's going to go over the basic information we went over, as well as provide you with an order number. And then there's going to be an email that it's inviting you to set up your online account. That link that's in there is only good for 24 hours. If you don't do it within the next 24 hours, so by about 2 p.m. tomorrow, you'll have to just go under the website, click login, and click forgot password, and it'll send you a brand new one.
Okay, great. All right, sounds like a plan.
All right, Richard, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, we're good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and welcome to the family.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.